I hope your listeners will look on my website, alexsink2010.com, for the complete details of my economic plan. But basically, there are proposals around how we revive our economy in the short term and get more people back to work immediately. Secondly, we have to remake our economy for the longer term by diversifying into real jobs that are sustainable and that are not just related to a real estate bubble or whether or not lots of tourists and visitors are coming to our state. And there are so many exciting things going on. As I've been rolling out this plan, I've made 10 stops all around the state so far, all the way from visiting a farm growing plants for biofuels to hospitals to research facilities right here in Tampa Bay. I was at the USF Connect Small Business Incubator in the past 2 weeks. There are exciting things going on in Florida, and we need to protect these jobs. We need to encourage. I'm going to have a focus on small businesses because 90% of people in Florida work for small businesses. So I'm going to have a small business ombudsman working for me directly as the governor to think about policies and opportunities to grow small businesses. I think when the state and local governments do their business, we ought to give vendors who are located here in Florida and are providing jobs for Floridians extra credit for that, because it helps our local economy. And the third part of my plan is to reform government. In the short time I've been in Tallahassee, I've seen enough. And I've seen enough to know that there is still a lot of inefficiency and waste and abuse in the way taxpayer dollars are being spent. I've found millions of dollars of savings in my own department, and I just hope the people of Florida give me the opportunity to get my hands on the other 30 governor's agencies and see what we can do there to reform government.